today's front page drama, Marie Antoinette Diamond, is adapted from an article which will appear in next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company. From time immemorial, plots and counterplots have been the framework upon which the ever-shifting canvas of ruling power has been hung. In the histories of many countries, this canvas has changed materially from a panoramic picture of destiny to a veritable tic-tac-toe, three-in-a-row design. Sometimes the changes come about by general political unrest. Sometimes almost unrelated incidents have been important contributory causes. Incidents which carry the vital spark of scandal that fired a smoldering nation into action. Such was the part played in French history by Marie Antoinette Diamond. In the reign of Louis XVI, four people were bound together by a series of events which were later to have a tremendous effect on the emotional reactions of the people of France. One day, the Queen, Marie Antoinette, expressed a wish.
Louis?
Yes, my dear?
Louis, could I not have a new necklace?
Another? When you have six already.
But the royal jewelers report they have a wonderful collection of diamonds. But you can forget that they would make a rare necklace.
Now, Marie, you must put this foolish idea out of your head. Why, have you bought every necklace those jewelers tried to sell you?
But I only thought, Louis.
This time, I'm afraid you didn't think. So, now let's hear no more of the matter.
Very well.
Are you ready for mass? Cardinal de Rohan will be there, you know.
You know I can't abide the man.
Why do you detest de Rohan so, Marie?
He's so smug. Granting him the title of cardinal has not changed him from the worldly prince he used to be.
Oh, come now, my dear. You're just prejudiced. Personally, I think you're a bit jealous.
I? Jealous?
Yes, because he's not more attentive to you.
Well, you would be jealous if he were.
I'm not jealous of the others, am I?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean, Marie. You really should be more discreet, my dear. People are talking.
Let them.
Oh, I know I can't stop them from talking any more than I can stop you from carrying on the way you do. But I can stop your extravagance. Somehow I feel this is not the time. The people will no longer stand such luxuries. I must ask you to wait, Mary.
A few days later, Cardinal Prince de Rohan has a visit from a beautiful lady of the court.
Well, what do you say, Your Eminence?
Well, I hardly know what to say, Madame de Lamotte.
But you would be interested in gaining the Queen's favor, wouldn't you?
What makes you think so, Madame?
A woman always has ways of doing things like that, Your Eminence.
Oh, am I so obvious, then?
Really obvious or proper has nothing to do with it. Will you please the Queen, Mrs.?
You think it would please the Queen if I obtained this necklace for her?
Here is her letter, asking me to find a suitable agent to carry out her wish. Read it to yourself.
Thank you.
You see? She goes over her own signature. Marie Antoinette of France, if she desires this diamond.
But I have been in this Queen's favor for so long, I can hardly believe she will welcome me as her agent.
I saw the Queen before coming here, Your Eminence, and I suggested your name. She was disposed to forget any ill feeling.
Has she reinstated me in her favor?
She will, when you've obtained the necklace.
Are you sure, Madame?
You have my word for it, Your Eminence.
Madame de Lamotte, if the Queen changes her mind about me, you shall have any son you desire.
Your Eminence is most generous.
I cannot thank Madame enough for giving me this opportunity.
Will you purchase the necklace to name the Queen?
You may inform Her Majesty, her wish shall be granted.
Cardinal Prince de Rohan kept his word. He secretly visited the royal jewelers and arranged to have the necklace made. When it was finished and delivered, Madame de Lamotte again visited the Cardinal.
The Queen is delighted with the necklace. Your Eminence.
I had hoped to hear that from Her Majesty's own lips, Madame.
It was unfortunate. The interview in the past was ended, sir.
Most unfortunate. There we were, the Queen and I, face to face for the first time in years. I just handed her the jewelry and bowed over her hand. When you spied someone coming and Her Majesty disappeared as if by magic.
The Queen thought you this news. Yes, yes.
Ah. Oh, she was pleased by my humble efforts. You see?
Very sincerely to be. Well, Your Eminence, you can hardly ask for more definite proof of her regard than that.
I am overjoyed, Madame.
I should think you would be. But warm thanks to over this signature. Marie Antoinette of France.
I shall keep her note always.
Her Majesty's prejudice to secrecy, Your Eminence.
Her Majesty may rely upon my loyalty.
I hope so.
Sometime later, King Louis burst into Marie Antoinette's apartment.
Louis! What is the meaning of this sudden entrance?
Marie, I thought I made it clear to you that you must not purchase that diamond necklace.
You did? Why?
Then why did you deliberately disregard my wishes?
I don't understand. How had I disregarded it?
Oh, stop playing the innocent, Marie. I know you bought it.
What please, Jane.
You bought that necklace.
I did not buy it. I never gave the matter another thought after your refusal to let me have the necklace.
No? Then what is the meaning of this note from the jewelers? They say, we have not seen Her Majesty wearing the diamond necklace we made for her at the request of Cardinal de Rohan. If there is anything wrong with it, we shall be pleased and happy to adjust it to suit Her Majesty's pleasure.
Louis, I swear I know nothing of this.
Well, we shall soon see about that. I have sent for Cardinal de Rohan. He should be here now.
You have sent for that man?
And I thought that would startle you.
I told you I cannot abide him. I haven't spoken to him for 8 years.
And this note sounds like it.
Louis, I don't understand. Come in.
Your Majesty sent for me.
Cardinal, why did you request the royal jewelers to make a diamond necklace?
I am not at liberty to discuss my dealings with the jewelers, Your Majesty.
Oh, yes, you are, my Lord Cardinal. I have here a note from them inquiring about their handiwork. And your name is given in connection with purchasing it for the Queen.
Oh, yeah. Your Majesty must permit me to repeat that I am not at liberty to discuss my dealings with the jewelers.
Louis, make this man tell you what he knows about the matter.
This man, Your Majesty?
That is all you are to me, Cardinal de Rohan. And that is all you ever will be.
And I thought that...
Whatever you may have thought, you have no right to think it.
Your Majesty... Come, Cardinal. What have you to say?
This. This for Her Majesty's sake I have kept silent. But since she repudiates the professed regard for me in this manner, I shall no longer hold my tongue.
What are you saying?
No, I thought it was like this. Pray continue, my Lord Cardinal.
I was approached by an emissary of Her Majesty with a request that I render Her Majesty the favor of securing the necklace which she so ardently desired.
Who was this emissary?
Madame de Lamotte.
Yes, we know the woman. This is a plot, an intrigue.
Your Majesty can hardly protest away this note.
What have you there?
The note signed by Your Majesty, thanking me for the service rendered. A note which I vowed to keep in remembrance what I deem to be Your Majesty's favor.
Let me see it.
Here it is, Your Majesty. And signed, Marie Antoinette of France.
Louis, you hear? You hear what this man is saying?
I hear. Cardinal, it may interest you to know that Her Majesty did not sign this note.
But Your Majesty, the signature...
The signature is a forgery. Her Majesty never places the word of France after her name.
Then I have been duped. That woman, Madame de Lamotte, had been purchased the necklace for her. It was a plot, I tell you.
You may withdraw, my Lord Cardinal.
Your Majesty, you must listen
oh,
to me.
Oh, God.
You must.
Arrest Cardinal de Rohan.
At the trial, it is proved that the Cardinal had been the victim of the arch adventuress and that Marie Antoinette was in no way connected with the diamond affair. A woman who closely resembled the Queen having been used as a decoy the night the Cardinal delivered the necklace. But the people, hating Marie Antoinette anyway because she was an Austrian, refused to accept the verdict of the judges, and their bitterness against the Queen was greatly increased. And so another contributory cause for revolution and unrest was established. March 12th, 1789, mobs of the lowest character went howling up and down the streets of Paris, looting shops and committing acts of vandalism. The city officials were powerless to keep order. July 14th, the mob besieged the famous old Bastille, and after a few hours it surrendered. This was a signal for the downfall of the monarchy. July 30th, 3 years later, 1792, the men of Marseille marched into Paris to the stirring strains of the now famous paean of revolution, the Marseillaise. Their arrival was felt to be the beginning of the culmination of a great plot against King Louis. Early in the morning of August 9th, 1792, angry mobs began to form and march toward the palace. One of Marie Antoinette's ladies-in-waiting arouses her from sleep.
Madame, Your Majesty, Madame, awaken, Madame.
What is it? Oh, Marguerite.
Madame is arriving just quickly, crowds the garrison, and may attack the palace at any moment.
And Louis?
Someone has been sent to rouse the Queen, Madame.
Good. Oh, but I do not think any harm will come to us, Marguerite.
Indeed, I hope not, Madame. But the people do not love me.
I know. It is because I am an Austrian. They have always resented that.
Yes, Your Majesty. But forgive me. It is also because you caused pure gold to be dismissed. And they have never quite believed that you were innocent in the diamonds.
Oh.
Where are you talking to me?
Where am I going?
To the assembly for protection, Madame.
But I will not go without the king.
Here is your cloak, Madame. Oxford. I'll go to his apartment.
Oxford. What is that?
The crowd, madame.
They are rioting outside the palace. Come, we've no time to lose. Louis, do you think he is safe, Marguerite?
I hope so, Your Majesty.
Let us hurry.
Yes, yes.
Here we are. Knock on the door, Marguerite.
There is no answer, madame.
He must be there. Open the door. Louis! Where is he? Where is my husband?
I don't know, madame.
Marguerite. Do you think the king?
Oh, no, Majesty, I hope not.
Oh, no. No, he would not go away without me. Not of his own will.
Madame, Marie.
Here I am. Here. Oh, he's safe. He's safe.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, Louis.
I have just been to your apartment. I was frantic when I saw you
gone. We came by the west passage.
I took the east passage. Come, Marie. We have a moment to move. Our thrones are gone. Let us save our lives.
Shortly after this, the assembly turned to Louis XVI and Marie Antoinette over to the commune, which promptly threw them into the famous prison known as the Temple. On January 20th, the Convention of Deputies voted death for the king. The next morning, January 21st, 1793, the news was brought to the royal pair.
I can't believe it, Marie. I am to die.
Surely there will be some way to save you, Louis.
Why? Why should I be sentenced to die like a common criminal? What have I done?
Murder. Murder. Oh, Louis. They must not take you away from me. I couldn't stand.
Marie.
If you must die, let them kill me too.
I shall gain my freedom. I will appeal to the people. They have heeded my words before. They will listen again.
I hope so, my dear. But they can't take you away from me. You're all I have left now.
Louis
Bourbon,
your hour has come.
Oh, no.
Louis. Marie, be brave, Marie. I shall be back directly.
Oh, no.
No drums shall roll for my beheading.
Louis.
Au revoir, my queen. Au revoir.
Louis.
Up these steps, Louis Bourbon.
Wait. Hold. I must speak to my people. My true and loyal subjects.
Would not wait. The blade fell and thus succeeded the plot to wipe out the monarchy of France. A few months later, the unfortunate Marie Antoinette's head joined her husband's in the guillotine basket. Read about the many other famous plots against thrones and governments, which will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly Magazine under the title of Plots That Succeeded in Overthrowing Government. This is Wentworth announcing. Your own announcer will now give you further details of the many other interesting stories and articles appearing in the American Weekly, the magazine distributed to all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Page drama, The Beauty of Babylon, is based on a true story of a queen of superhuman charms and wiles. The historical outline of her reign and the large illustration in colors of the queen as she appeared when her beauty was most alluring will be published on the cover of next Sunday's American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the New York studios of the General Broadcasting Company. A stray shell from a Turkish gun, which has been turned on the Christian citizens of Van in Armenia, soars over a rebellious quarter of the city and pierces a hollowed rock rising on a high promontory northwest of it. Some months later, two members of an archaeologist's colony are sitting chatting in a coffee house.